This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the conspirators behind the horrific incident in Delhi will not be spared and all those responsible will be brought to justice. Addressing an event in Thimphu, Bhutan, Mr. Modi said he was in contact with the agencies involved in examining this incident through the night yesterday. He assured that the agencies will go to the very bottom of this conspiracy.
Delhi mein hui bhayavah ghatna ne sabhi ke man ko vyathit kar diya hai. मैं कल रात भर इस घटना की जांच में जुटी सभी एजेंसियों के साथ सभी महत्वपूर्ण लोगों के साथ संपर्क में था विचार विमर्श चलता था जानकारियों के तार जोड़े जा रहे थे हमारी एजेंसियां इस षड्यंत्र की तह तक जाएगी इसके पीछे के षड्यंत्रकारियों को बख्शा नहीं जाएगा
The Prime Minister said he has come to Bhutan with a very heavy heart and the incident in Delhi last evening has deeply disturbed everyone. Mr. Modi said he understands the pain of the affected families and the entire nation stands with them. The Prime Minister said today is very important for Bhutan, for the royal family of Bhutan and for all people who believe in world peace. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level security review meeting at his residence in New Delhi to assess the situation following the car blast near the Red Fort in the national capital last evening. Soon after the incident, security has been tightened in all sensitive areas. Authorities are maintaining heightened vigil as investigations continue to determine the cause and circumstances of the blast and to ensure public safety and restore normalcy. A blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi yesterday killed 8 people and injured several others. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has informed that Lal Qila Metro Station will remain closed due to security reasons. It said all other stations are functional as normal. The Red Fort will also remain shut for visitors till Thursday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today assured the country that those responsible for the Delhi car blast will be brought to justice and will not be spared under any circumstances. Addressing the Delhi Defence Dialogue in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh informed that leading investigative agencies are conducting a swift and thorough inquiry into the incident.
I extend my heartfelt condolences to all those who lost their lives in the tragic incident that occurred in Delhi yesterday. From this platform, I wish to assure my citizens that the country's leading investigative agencies are conducting a swift and thorough inquiry into the incident. The findings of the investigation will soon be made public. I want to firmly assure the nation that those responsible for this tragedy will be brought to the justice and will not be spared under any circumstances.
Speaking about the Delhi Defence Dialogue, the minister said it has emerged as a flagship platform for thoughtful deliberation and strategic engagement on the multifaceted challenges of defence and security. In Bihar, 47.62% voter turnout was registered till 1 p.m. for second and final phase of assembly elections. Voting is taking place for 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts in this phase. More than 3 crore 70 lakh voters will decide the fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements for conducting smooth polling. India has urged the United Nations Security Council to adopt a zero-tolerance policy towards those who fund or facilitate the movement of illicit weapons used in terrorism. Speaking at a UN debate on small arms, India's permanent representative, Ambassador Parvathaneni Harish, said the country has battled cross-border terrorism for decades, often fueled by illegal arms trafficking. The centre today invoked stricter anti-pollution curbs under Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, in Delhi and adjoining areas after the city's air quality slipped into the severe category. Schools up to class 5th have been directed to remain closed, with classes being shifted to online mode. The CAQM has also ordered a ban on private BS3 petrol and BS4 diesel light motor vehicles. And with that, we end this news bulletin.